Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the first poll since the indictment of Mayor Adams, perhaps predictably, is not good for the mayor. He reacted at a church service this morning in Brooklyn.
69% of the 1,073 surveyed in the Marist poll say the mayor should resign. Outside the Antioch Baptist Church.
Anytime you see what happened last week, there's going to be a natural reaction.
Add dozens of supporters and some more energy inside.
People would say, he needs to step down. The polls say he needs to step down. No, I'm stepping up.
Adams wants people to hear his side of the story. He also thinks he can be an inspiration.
No one wants to go through what I'm going through right now. But I'm going to show people how to go through it with dignity and poise.
On the possibility of more aides leaving, he says he's had conversations with the governor, and they'll keep reinforcing the talent they have. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM with the mayor in Brooklyn.
A man sitting on a bench in Harlem was hit by two bullets last night. The 20-year-old victim said he heard gunshots and then felt pain while he was on the bench at West 153rd around 11 p.m. He was hit in the right arm and in the back. He's been taken to a hospital and will be okay. Police are investigating. Monday marks 1 year since the October 7th attack on Israel, and the NYPD has put its plan for heightened security at synagogues and consulates into action. And this comes as we learn from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office that they were made aware today of bomb threats targeting synagogues across New York State. The threats were reportedly sent by email, and the sheriff's office says all federal, state, and local intelligence centers so far have not identified any credible information from them, but that the emails are being actively investigated. An apartment fire in the Bronx sent two people to the hospital, including a firefighter. The blaze broke out around 5:45 this morning on the fifth floor of a six-story building on Weeks Avenue in the Tremont section. One resident is in serious condition. The firefighter suffered minor injuries. The fire was placed under control just after 6:30. No word yet on a cause. Social Security and tax checks are being stolen from home mailboxes on Staten Island. District Attorney Michael E. McMahon says in some cases, residents have been issued the same Treasury check five times, and it's been stolen each time. McMahon also says there's been an increase in cyber crimes targeting seniors across the island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.